Come on, you know the phrase. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Let's try another one. If at first you don't succeed, then make the second time the first time. And then call your agent.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
And welcome back to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Really great to have you on board today. We're calling today's show A Class Act. We're going to be talking today about classes. What kinds of classes should you take? If you're a working actor, do you still take classes? If you're not a working actor, what can classes do for you to improve your chances for acting opportunities in the business? So I think you're going to find this really, really valuable, and I appreciate you joining us. And this is that part of the show where I, again, thank you so much for the incredible feedback that I've been getting from all over the world. No kidding, it's been really exciting. And I also want to put a shout out to all of you who haven't told your friends about Casting Actors Cast. It would really be great to continue to grow this community, and it would really mean a lot to me if you could just spread the word. If you found any of the podcasts helpful, if there's some subject matter that you think I should be covering, then please, by all means, go to castingactorscast.com and you can do a voice message. You can just simply click on the voice message icon and leave me a voice message, which is kind of cool. But you can also, in the comments section. By the way, if you leave your email address or any personal information like a phone number or something like that, understand that I don't share this with anybody. That's just for my edification. Ooh, good word, edification. And that leads us right into the subject matter of today's podcast, which is taking classes. Now, I know this might have some challenges for a few of you who might even be working and maybe not even finding time for classes. And I understand that. And it's great that you're working and it's great that things are happening for you. But I also want to reach out to those people who are relatively new to the acting profession. Maybe you've had some training, whether at a college, university, or conservatory training program, and you think that, gosh, I've had all these classes, I have a really good technique, I'm a pretty good actor, and so I just want to get myself out there and start auditioning. I want to talk to those people as well, because in truth, and based on my own experience, both as an actor prior to becoming a casting director, and now as a casting director, I can absolutely see the benefits of those actors, no matter what level you're at in your career. I can see those actors really benefiting in a multitude of ways when they take additional classes. But let's first talk about getting the kinds of classes that you might not be thinking of actually for your career. And there are some suggestions that I have regarding the kinds of classes you should be taking. One is obviously a voice class. And I do mean for actors who don't sing, I think taking a voice class is really valuable to you. And here's why. Pat and I just got back from 5 days at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, OSF. And every Shakespearean play that we saw at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and I guess we saw, what, 6 or 7 productions over a 4-day period of time. It was rather intense. But we also interviewed those actors and or auditioned those actors. So over that 4-day period, we must have interviewed, auditioned almost the entire company, close to 60 actors. And what was universally true in the Shakespeare productions that we saw at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, every production required some singing. So if you don't think singing has any value to you because you're a Shakespearean actor, you might want to rethink that. I think today's choices for productions include singing in almost a universal way. And you never know when you might be asked to sing in a Shakespearean play. And if it's something that you had zero confidence in because you didn't think you need it, this might be a wake-up call for you to consider a voice class. Obviously, I've seen actors, serious, trained, well-trained actors who might have a particularly challenging role. They end up not remembering, for lack of a better way to say it, to use the proper breathing technique. And actors really need to have a strong foundation of voice work to be able to connect with their character, especially if there's a lot of, a lot of yelling and screaming involved. Maybe there's some things that are taxing on your vocal cords. And so knowing the right way to breathe, being able to sustain yourself, especially in a theater situation where you're doing perhaps 8 performances a week, having a foundation in singing is really, really a cool thing to have in your back pocket. Plus, you know, the side benefit is, of course, you feel good about yourself and you're doing a skill set that you might not ordinarily think of. And it only adds to your skill set. So singing classes are certainly something to take a look at. I think the second kind of classes that oftentimes get overlooked by actors is the physical stuff, a physical class. Now, whether that be a dance, which of course would be really awesome. If you don't know how to tap dance, maybe it might be fun for you to take a tap dancing class. Although I wouldn't suggest you do what I did, which was there was a time a few weeks back when I was doing some auditions at Pearl Studios in New York, and I was at the end of the day, and I see this entire group of people come out of one of the other studios, and they were all very young and smiling, happy folks, and they all had their tap shoes on. And so I asked one of the persons, I said, so what's going on in there? And they said, oh, this is cardio tap. I said, cardio tap? Wow, that sounds pretty cool. And they said, yeah, why don't you come and join us? So I said, oh, gosh, you know, I don't think so. But you know what? I started thinking about it. And a week later, I go down into our storage room and I pull out my ratty old hardened leather tap shoes that I wore in the 90s. I really did. And they were dusty and the taps were really well worn. And in another life, I was a singer dancer at Radio City Music Hall. And so I decided that, damn it, I'm going to now just try some cardio tap. So I end up that day, a week later, going into the cardio tap class. And I was very, very excited. There were, you know, I had never even heard the concept of cardio tap class before. So I thought, well, this is going to be really interesting where you do the time step, you know, until you can barely breathe, probably something like that. Well, they started. And I started and I thought, well, this isn't bad. And you know what? 5 minutes later, I was, I could barely breathe. I was on my hands and knees. And then the instructor says, and now we're going to kick it up a notch. And so on my hands and knees, I looked up. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the worst experience of my life. Cardio tap. Well, I got through the class and the instructor was very, very sweet and told me how well I did. And, you know, my feet were bleeding. And I was just this lost soul. But anyway, I tried it. I tried to jump back in, and it was a miserable failure. And now at least I have a funny story to share with you about cardio tap. But back to physical stuff. One of the comments I make oftentimes when I see auditions, especially in a class environment, because I do a lot of teaching, a lot of workshop stuff, and I just love that so much, being able to give direct feedback. I think there's an art to giving feedback in order to make sure that the talent knows how to respond to the feedback that you're getting and not be negative about it, but do it in such a way as to motivate the talent to want to do better. And I think one of the comments that I often make is that you need to have the character inhabit your body more. And this is also for film and television work. oftentimes I see a lot of character work, but one of the things that gets overlooked a lot of the time is actually the physical effect that that character has on the actor. And I think that a physical movement class, now, I'm not being specific enough perhaps for you, but I'm talking literally about a workout. I'm talking about yoga. I walk 2 miles every day, and I have these 4-pound weights in each hand that I use this pumping motion when I walk. It looks really bad. It looks terrible. But, you know, I've lost quite a bit of weight as a result, and I've never felt better. So just getting yourself out there to physically get reconnected with your body. And just don't even think about the benefits, or don't even think about how hard it is. It really just will enhance your acting and your ability to jump into a character and to feel really good about the choices you make, because you are also physically connected with that particular component of the character. So any kind of a physical class, dance, movement, anything that requires you to just breathe a little heavier would be the thing that I would encourage you to really, really consider, and make a commitment to doing it before you decide whether to move on or not. So those are the voice things and the physical things. Now, there are other classes that I think are important to share with you here. And I hope everyone kind of takes this with a grain of salt, or better yet, kind of understands and be open to the suggestions that I'm making. I don't think there's a grain of salt involved in what I'm about to say, but I really want you to kind of feel open to the suggestions that I'm making. Many times actors make a lot of money by doing commercial work, either voiceover work or literally go in and do to a go-see, which is where you show up at an audition and for a commercial. And lots of money can be made in doing commercial work. And they have lots and lots of classes out there for auditioning for commercials. And I think that that's really great. I think it's another skill set. I think that there's something slightly different than just acting in front of the camera, especially now that the trend in the industry is to be looking for, quote, real people, end quote. But my suggestion about your interest in commercial acting is not necessarily how to audition for a commercial, but how to be sharp with your improvisation. Improvisation technique is a very specific way of thinking on your feet. Being spontaneous is probably the best skill set that you can have for doing commercial work. And so if you have a sense of humor, or if you want to develop a sense of humor, improvisation is probably the best kind of additional classwork for you to consider, because of that spontaneity that takes place, thinking on your feet. Oftentimes, that might be the sum and total of an audition you're asked to do for a commercial. So yeah, here's a box of Kleenex, and you have a terrible cold, and then you use the Kleenex, and you're happy about using the Kleenex. So if you have some creativity towards the improvisational end of these things, and you're having fun doing it, and you're able to demonstrate exactly what's being asked for spontaneously. I guess I keep using that word spontaneous, but I'm using it for a reason. Because in improv, you can't really or shouldn't really plan out the result. You should just simply go with what you are handed and make whatever you can out of it. And so an improv class would be really, really valuable. As far as the other classes that are out there are concerned, I would encourage all actors, if they have a specific interest or area in film and television, to literally try to take a class with a casting director who is doing that particular film and television work. It doesn't have to be the specific show. But if you're going to take a class, why not take a session or three, or two, from somebody who is in casting who does that specific work. Although I think there is value in going to those one-offs, what I call one-offs, which is, you know, the $35 or $50 or whatever it is, to listen to a casting director or an agent talking about the business or talking or auditioning for one of those people. I think that that's fine. I am not as big a fan in that kind of investment for no other reason than if you were to take a class or two or three session class with a casting director, I think there's more benefit to be had. Here's why. That casting director will get to know you and your work over a three or two session period. They have a chance to give you feedback. You have a chance to respond. It becomes a collaboration where you're working with that casting director. So I think that's really, really valuable. Second, you're learning the specific technique for that particular show that the casting director is working on. So if you want to work on Law and Order, then why not take a three or four session class with Jonathan Strauss, who, for example, is the executive producer and former casting director of Law and Order, SVU right now. You understand where I'm going with this. Even if that casting director doesn't bring you in for an audition, and taking a class is not a guarantee that you're going to get an audition, by the way. That's really critical that you understand that. Taking a class is there for your edification. And therefore, if the casting director were to happen to think that you might be right for a role down the road, they will probably bring you in. But that should not be the expectation that you get out of a class. What you're getting is the skill set from that casting director for a specific technique that the particular show has in mind. I hope that makes sense. I'm not quite sure how else to say it. I guess I'm getting a little wordy about that. But I'm a big fan of taking those kinds of classes that will benefit you personally. And if it is professional at the same time or down the road, then so much the better. So those are classes to take a look at. The voice class, the physical movement class, and any kind of acting technique class where you can work two or three times or four times with a particular casting director. Additional classes to consider, voiceover work. I think there's a specific skill set to going into audition for a voiceover. And if you have a sense of how it is done in a studio, you're going to be less intimidated should an opportunity come your way. I think I should do an entire podcast on voiceover work, if not two or three, only because actors just by their nature think, well, it's just me, you know, reading effectively into a microphone and there it is. There's so much more to it than that. So I would remove the intimidation factor if you're feeling any kind of intimidation about that and take a voiceover class. There are some wonderful voiceover classes all over the place. A lot of universities have the fantastic facilities as well. So that is definitely something to consider. So I guess the bottom line here is anything that you can do, and I certainly understand that some of these choices might be expensive for you, they may be hard to fit into your work schedule, I get that, I really understand and I empathize, but the more that you can do for yourself, the better it is for you in your auditions and ultimately for the acting jobs. When you show up on the set and you're prepared and you feel good about yourself and you feel good about yourself physically, vocally, your improvisational skills, all of those things can really contribute to a career advancement opportunity. I really mean that. Plus, it just makes you feel good. So do what you can, but try to make a concerted effort. Begin by making really good decisions about where you want to be in your career and act on it now. In other words, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Decide where you want to be in 5 years and act on that now. Thank you so very much for listening. This is another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Please don't forget to share with your friends. If you found this useful, I'd love to hear that. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.